Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 27 of the Bear Minimum Podcast. Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Guys,
Bears.
On Facebook at Da Bear Minimum Podcast, Twitter at Da Bear Min Pod, voicemails, emails, tell us we suck, DaBearMinPod@gmail.com. Joined with the bestest friends in the whole goddamn world.
A1s.
Sammy Stats is here.
What's good, everybody?
Dada Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Cameraman Sean's here. The fucking gang is back.
Gang, gang.
Guys.
Never left.
How the hell are we doing?
You did leave. You literally were just gone.
Okay, we're back.
And we are back.
Where'd you go?
Went to the Wollersheim Distillery up there in Wisco.
Oh.
It's actually, I didn't know. I thought it was just a distillery. It's also a winery. But the whiskey's good, so highly recommend.
Sick.
Not a big whiskey guy.
That's okay.
We know.
Tequila? In there till forever.
They also make absinthe.
Sean. Let's get weird.
We could do that.
Sean okay. likes absinthe.
Sean likes absinthe.
Content.
In Sean, I have some absinthe I brought back, so you can have some.
Let's get weird.
Guys, big shout out. Want to thank our sponsors for this week's episode. This week's episode, 27, is brought to you by shout out Gerg, recurring listener, active participant of the show. Shout out Greg at Gerg.
Thanks, Greg.
Brought to you by Greg.
And then also, you guys know him, big time friend of the show, and he'll join us later, joined us last week too. Shout out TJ.
Shout out TJ and Gerg.
Brought to you by also TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Fuck, we get that fucking voice for free.
Yeah,
we do. Guys, so again, we will get into all the craziness that's going on in the sports world. It seems like every week we got a whole bunch of shit to talk about. We'll also talk about Bracket Challenge this week. We'll get into that. Guys, if you want to be a sponsor, if you want to, like I said last time, we got a little tip jar out there. Give the boys if you're liking what we're putting out there, you want to help us out a little bit, because how expensive is making a podcast, Producer Jake?
Like $20 a month for, you know, software and uploading.
So anything, guys, that you want to throw at us, we would gladly appreciate it. We'll for sure shout you guys out and make sure you guys get some love.
Plus, you know, we're, you know, sending out, giving you our own hard work money, you know, for stuff like bracket challenges. You know, get out there.
Because we love you.
And $20 a month does not cover my fee at all either. So,
Sean, what's your fee?
Just be glad I'm not billing you.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Dope.
The answer to that question was just be glad I'm not billing you.
Not ask that a guy.
Charity.
Thank you. Guys, let's get into it. All right. So, we'll talk about some sports stuff going on, sports minutes. We'll kind of go around the city of Chicago, talk about our favorite teams, and then we'll also get into some around the league in the MLB and the NFL, because boy, do we got a lot going on. So guys, kicking it off, the Chicago Bulls, the fifth in the Eastern Conference. Chicago Bulls
falling fast,
free falling.
We don't have the rights to that song,
see you guys. Yeah,
I think we can do like 7 seconds though. I don't know what the creative.
Oh guys, you're right. I'm very familiar with 7 seconds. I know.
Okay.
All right,
we don't need you to be the stopwatch. We just need to know what's legal.
I promise all of my 7 second action is legal and consenting.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Dale!
Thank God, man.
Okay.
Thank you for doing what you're supposed to do.
So getting into the Chicago Bulls. Guys, it's rough right now. It's rough out here to be a Chicago Bulls fan. I will tell you this. And you guys know me. I think I've seen all I need to see. I think I've seen all I need to see. And it's okay. Because at the beginning of the season, if you would have told me this is the season we're going to have, like, I'd say, whoa, I'd sign up for that 10 out of 10 times. I wouldn't sign up for the precipitous fall that we've had. But
that's what I was going to ask.
Hey, like, I'll take it. And if we're going to make a play, we're going to make the playoffs either as a play-in team, or we're going to take one of those top six seeds. I've seen all I need to see. 0-16 against top five teams in the East and West combined. What more are you guys looking for, if anything?
A couple weeks ago was real fun.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
We thought we were going to have a Bulls podcast here for a while.
I have a DeMar ticket right now that's just on fire for MVP.
Yeah, I've got it too.
So with that in mind, what does that make you feel for next year? What's your outlook for next year. I mean, realistically, we're going to be a play-in team, a 5 or 6 seed. Like, we're going to be down at the bottom in that. We might win a round. We're not going to go farther than 2, though.
But the goal is to we have to level up from this, right?
100%.
That's the idea. Oh, absolutely. Okay, so that's 100%. What I'm thinking in my head is I like what you said, where I would have rather all year just won a game, lost one, won 2, lost 2, won 2, lost 2 all year, rather than have this slide at the end down to mediocrity.
And
I can't.
The slide's tough, and I think that's why like the hard part is like consuming it right now, especially when, like Jake said, 2-3 weeks ago, fuck the buzz.
Oh,
the
train falling.
Was rolling.
We're 0-3 in the last week.
And I mean, no reprieve on the schedule anytime soon. You're losing to teams now that
you got a back to back tonight.
Yeah, you're losing.
And tonight's a must win.
And it's again, it's tough. One thing to like, I don't know. I don't even want to call it one thing to look forward to, because we need to tamper our expectations. Patrick Williams back tonight. He's going to be coming off the bench.
Yep.
This is not the key. This is not the key to turn it in and say, okay, now the machine's running again. Just like you would have asked any random Bulls fan 2 weeks ago, hey, Alex Caruso is back. That means the defense is back, right? Yeah, maybe we had a little boost that game. Guys, but the issues are deeper than one or two guys on that roster.
And to tamper that somewhat optimism of Pat Will coming back, Lonzo hit a wall in his recovery, and Billy even said that it's not going great.
It's just all bad health issues.
He's not progressing. He's not running right now, and it turns out you got to run a whole bunch to play a game basketball.
Dude, it feels like they built this basketball floor on top of the turf from Soldier Field at this point.
The Park District.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I mean, and so now you're going to have, they just announced it today that Lonzo is going to be shut down for the next 10 days. He can't run on it. He can't do anything. And
is that because of the bone bruise?
That's because of the bone bruise. And I think he's not progressing any further in just the rehab in general. Mm-hmm. Guys, there's a totally, totally seeable scenario here where Lonzo balls out for the year.
Yeah.
That's where we're leaning.
Once again, going back to last week and, you know, my sympathies for Lonzo and his recovery as I too am recovering from a very.
How's that going for you?
You know, oddly, I was also shut down for 10 days today.
Self-imposed.
The doctor said so. Got to stop calling myself the doctor. But sorry. I saw you enjoying it, so I just kept going. And
it's a good one.
It was not good.
It's a good one. Keep it coming.
I fell for it.
So, I mean, Lonzo, like, you're not going to get that guy back. And if you do at this point get him back, you're not getting him back at the savior status that I think we all tricked ourselves into thinking he was going to be for us.
Well, and in all seriousness, it's not like Zach's coming back from that knee 100% right now. You're watching him not be 100.
Because we knew he was it. All he got was he had time off and a cortisone shot. Like,
and some fluid drain, but you're absolutely right.
I mean, I always thought like this was going to be a problem.
Oh, you know, yeah.
He's just going to fight through pain.
So, with that in mind.
Yes, do it.
Why not shut him down for the year?
Because you're still.
You haven't re-signed him yet.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Yeah. But you also don't know what you have either.
Well, if you're not re-signing him, then. And I hope nothing but the best for Zach LaVine. But if you're not re-signing him, you are running him into the ground because you have a window right now.
The hard part is you know what this team could accomplish because you saw it in stretches. And all you need, here I go again, talking myself back in.
Against bad teams, though.
Against
bad teams.
But even some of the good teams, you saw them, and not recently. Recently, we've been bad against the good teams. But all you need is to catch a little fire, and you can see what the basketball gods give you. But like, we see it on a night-to-night basis. We see what this team's giving us. Let's just get to the playoffs. Let's get to the playoffs. Shut down anybody who needs to be shut down. But, I mean, you're just a middle of the, at least right now, how I see it, you're just a middle of the run NBA team. You beat the bad teams, but you can't beat the good teams.
The problem that they're running into is, since Lonzo's not back, they don't have another guard to play there. It's just Alex and Io. Like, that's it. So, like, you can't shut them down. You don't have the bodies.
No, you need them. So, guys, that's a wrap on the Bulls right now. We got a game tonight against the Raptors. No.
Yes.
Yeah, tonight against the Raptors, and then Bucks tomorrow night. Pelicans on Thursday, Cleveland Saturday. A bunch of losable games. So
Pelicans, Zion shut down for the rest of the year.
And that's tonight and tomorrow based on recording. It won't make sense tomorrow when you hear this.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. So today.
Mr. Jake, just produce faster.
Hey, So last night the Bulls played.
I'm going out on a limb. Tonight the
Bulls played. Bulls are 4-point favorites. What do you think?
I'll take the Bulls. I'll take the Bulls tonight. Yeah.
On the line?
On the line. Yes.
1-800 gambler, by the way.
Yeah, so tonight.
Losing three in a row. They're going to lose some games coming up here soon. They're due for a win.
Yeah, tonight they're playing the Bucks.
No, tonight they're playing. Oh, that's right. Moving on in the sports minutes. Talk some Blackhawks. There
you go. Blackhawks. Trade deadline. Came and gone. Players moved. Brandon Hagel. Got a fucking haul. Also, I forgot to lead it off. Patrick Kane's still a Blackhawk. That's my guy. And Jonathan Toews. I love these boys. I hope they both re-sign in the offseason. Brandon Hagel traded for a haul. Two conditional first-round picks. The conditions being, so long as they're not top 10 picks, we get them for 2022 and 23. If they are top 10 picks, they just move back a year for both of them. So
the round is not conditional. The year is conditional.
Correct. Always going to be a first-round pick for those guys. Also got Taylor Radish and Boris Kechik. I don't really know how to pronounce his last name.
Kechik.
Taylor Radish is the guy I really like in that. I remember watching him in college. He's a good player. I hope to see him do well. On the Lightning, he didn't get ice time. The Lightning are stacked. So he just didn't get a lot of minutes, so we'll have to see what he does for the Blackhawks. Marc-Andre Fleury.
Did you guys see the Leafs GM is super salty with Cal Davidson
going on?
And the Blackhawks?
Because I saw there was something, but I didn't know what it was.
He's salty because the trade deadline, they were supposed to keep the talks in-house because the deal involving Hagel and – so there was a deal that involved – Hagel and Marc-Andre Fleury to the Leafs.
Okay.
But they ended up scratching out Marc-Andre Fleury and then just doing it for Hagel instead. But, they were super pissy that, it got leaked because it clearly got leaked from the Blackhawks side.
Yeah.
Kind of posture it up. Yeah. And he, on an interview, on TV, it's like, you're going to have to ask Chicago about that. That's a little
soft.
Soft.
Also, GMs. Try to make nice with a few other GMs, so they've got a guy that's always willing to make a deal with them in good faith and all that good stuff.
It's like the Blackhawks in Arizona. They're just forever trade partners.
Yeah, see? That works out. So Leafs probably not going to be a great trade partner moving forward. But
fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
You suck.
Marc-Andre Fleury.
You suck.
Traded to the Minnesota Mild for a conditional.
Oh. Minnesota Mild? You just throw that in there? A little jabberoo?
Conditional first-round pick. To make it a first-round pick, it's got to be Marc-Andre Fleury has to get 4 wins in the playoffs, and they have to make or win the conference finals. I forget which part of that stipulation.
They need to make the conference finals.
Make the conference finals.
They need to advance through the first 2 rounds of the playoffs.
Otherwise, it's a second-round pick. They also kept half of Fleury's salary, which doesn't matter. And then Ryan Carpenter traded for a 2024 fifth-round pick. So Kyle Davidson making some moves. Love to see it.
Love it. That comment, just the Minnesota Mild. Just
very nice. Very nice.
That was nice.
Yeah.
It also convinced me that the Sabres should rename themselves to the Buffalo Wild Wings. You have the Red Wings and you have the Wild.
So
why not Wild Wings?
I better not hear any criticism the rest of the podcast for any of my jokes after you guys laughed.
You better make them as high quality as that.
You called yourself the doctor earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The Buffalo Wild Wings.
Brilliant.
Some great A shit.
Double it down.
I think it's
I got a tablespoonful. I
think it's funny that Jake's taking jabs at the city of Minnesota when the city of Minnesota is big time winners when you're talking about Jake's favorite baseball team.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, hold on. Before we move into that, I just want to say we are now Minnesota Wild fans for the rest of the season. We need these boys to make the conference finals.
Let's go Mild.
Get that first round pick.
Mild.
Well, yeah, because it's either you get a middle late second rounder or you get a late first rounder. You know, they make the final. Yeah, it's huge. So let's go.
Let's go Wild. Mild. Mm-hmm. Be less mild.
Carlos Correa.
Let's talk about it, Jake. Get us into it.
So I already hate the Twins, but now I'm just going to hate them even more. I cannot wait for Twins games on the South Side.
Missed opportunity.
In case you didn't hear, Carlos Correa of the Houston Astros formerly is going to Minnesota on a 3-year, $105 million deal.
With two player options.
After the first two years.
After 1 year, he's just like, fuck it, I'm gone. Let's go get another contract.
Well, because it was because the shortstop honestly. Market this year was absolutely stacked.
Well, and it makes a lot of sense for Minnesota, too, because if Minnesota's bad, you flip a middle of the season for a king's ransom.
Yep.
If they end up being good, he's part of the reason that they're good.
Yep.
It's kind of a win-win. And then in 2-3 years, if you're going to pay him, you're going to pay him.
Yep.
I mean, that's crazy. That was a good move. What else is going on with the White Sox, Jake?
Not much in terms of moves. Still waiting to see if they're going to make a move for a starting pitcher or, you know, right fielder, second
baseman.
Vince
Velasquez.
Nope. We'll see if they get Conforto. He's still out there. With this short spring training, I'm wondering if people are going to sign like into the season, you know, not necessarily sign right away. We'll see what happens. Trevor Story did sign. And I think Chris Bryant's also talking about playing like a different position other than third. So, you know,
with
like,
the Rockies,
these guys are moving and willing to play different positions.
Yeah.
Just like, wanting these guys to do something. I don't know who's holding out, whether it's like Rick Hahn worried about, you know, giving up the guys he got, or if it's Jerry saying the Sox are currently at the highest payroll they've ever had. It's at like $180 million. So I'm just wondering if it's also could be Jerry being, you know, stop spending money.
I was gonna spend money.
That
so,
could be it.
We'll see. A couple things to watch for on the White Sox. Mercedes is back.
The Yerminator.
The Yerminator's back.
Unretired.
And Mercedes. He is all in on, well, at least what he says, he's all in on, you know, being a team guy. He started playing some outfield, you know.
No.
He
so
gave
he
up
will
catching,
not be catching.
Gave up catching.
Okay.
So we get to see that unit every once in a while. Just
yeah. Well, he could be the DH. Just like in the DH
just
rotation.
Just let me picture him in left field for a little bit.
Yeah,
longer.
I prefer left
just
field. Please.
And then
Eloy in right.
A fun one is
no flies.
A guy.
All right, Lubob, you have the outfield.
We're gonna put a statue.
Well, that's
in
pretty
left.
Much how it already is.
Yeah.
And then you have Mike Rodolfo, minor league guy we've had in the farm for a while, looking to start making a push into the big leagues, but he's out of options to the minor leagues.
So if you bring him up, he's got to stay.
So it's now or never for him. He's either going to break team with the he's either going to break camp with the team, or he's basically like a, he can be claimed. He's no longer protected.
Yeah.
He would then become eligible for the Rule 5 draft.
There you go.
And this the new CBA like enforces that even harder, right?
Yep. And he's an Probably. Outfielder, so he could, you know, you could see him in right field.
Just a lot of outfielders.
A lot of outfielders.
Yeah.
Dale, talk to us about what's going on the north side.
All right. On the north side, I'll bury the lead to start because I want to talk about it for a second. But the Cubs did make a few signings early last week. Drew Smyly, who pitched for the, I believe, Braves last year, is joining the rotation that was bereft of bodies at this point. Jonathan Villar is another just guy that we needed to fill a spot, but he'll get some playing time this year. And then a boatload of relief pitchers. So otherwise, not a whole lot going on besides the best Cubs signing they've had in a very long time. Seiya Suzuki, baby. So appropriate. They signed the big name. What's their
international prospect?
That yes, what's their league called? KPB? Is
oh,
that it? What it
I'm
is?
Not the
Japanese. NPB. NPB.
Because
yeah,
there's
the
Nippon.
Exactly. So the star from the NPB the last few years, he's like a 4-time Gold Glove winner. He hit like 38 yams last year. He's won a batting title as recent as 2019. He's coming off multiple All-Star game selections. We got a guy. 5 for $85. Great deal. A lot of hope here. Now, Cubs fans, I really think this is not Fukudome 2.0 for
okay.
us.
There's
so
a look
we're
going to
just get into it. Just get into it. That's I wanted to head off the stage before
for
it got
85.
That yes. would have made it the most expensive White Sox signing in history.
Yes. White Sox have never signed a guy over $100 million. Before that, it was in a No. Oh, yes, you're right. I was going to say it was so highest international signing, which similar criticism when it initially happened was the deal for Jose Abreu.
Oh, interesting.
When he was originally signed, you know, Cuban player, he was older. They gave him like gave him 6 years, like $75 million or something. And everybody's like, whoa, that's, you know, a lot for a guy you have no idea how he's going to pan out in the MLB. Turned out to be great. MVP winner.
But Kosuke Fukudomi did not turn out to be great.
No.
And this is where I've been burned. I want to be excited.
Did you have a jersey?
Yeah.
Okay.
This makes a lot of sense.
I want to be excited. And I, for the most part, I guess I am excited. My only concern is like, let's say, so 5 for 85, if he's a stud, that's a steal 10 out of 10 times. But if he's bad, 5 for 85 is a terrible, terrible contract for you to be paying as a rebuilding team that's looking to put your assets into long-term.
Dude, you can just say he has to hit. You could just say he has to hit because, you know,
Gold Gloves translate.
We've been down the Jason Hayward Gold Glove route before. You still got to hit.
And that's the flip side. He'll make less than Jason Hayward will.
Right. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, we're not out from under that contract.
So we have a guy that can go and get it in the outfield now.
Yeah, baseballs don't fly different in other leagues.
He can go and get it. But at the plate, if he comes through at the plate and he's hitting, 275 or better?
Oh, yeah.
It's worth every penny, right?
He won a batting title in 2019, hitting three-something.
But, like, that's where I don't –
You think
and
275
I just don't
is worth –
If you hit 280 and have 38 home runs,
okay,
and a goal,
okay.
And a
see,
goal
but
glove,
if you're, but if you're
glove.
Hitting, my thought is you're hitting 270 in the overseas league. This is where
he drew that line. He's not hitting 270. He's hitting
300. No, I'm saying here.
He's hitting
in this league. If he if he can hit 275 here, where there's a bigger pool of arm,
I get
talent
what you're
and more money. If he can hit at least 275 here, be a Gold Glove outfielder, 280. I'm loving it. Like that's fine. Worth every bit of that $85 million.
Is he center field? What
315 career hitter?
I think he's a center fielder.
Fuck.
Which
he
is,
hit 38 bombs. Like that's why this guy was the next Ohtani, right? Like don't expect that by any means. But he's got his thing. He hits for average. He can hit for power. He doesn't have a huge history. It looks like, and this is just me looking at the data on the internet, just like everyone else. But like I said, gold gloves transfer.
Yeah. Who is the I heard this asked, and this is really to Sam and to Dale. Who's the face of the Cubs right now?
Saya.
Is it Kyle?
Is it Wilson Contreras?
It's Wilson.
You know?
I mean,
it's probably Wilson.
I think Willie would be the
Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank.
Schwindel.
Schwindy City.
Yeah, dude. He's
Schwindy City.
He's a good
I have not
time.
Heard that. That's good.
I'll never forget last year where he was just buying people beers in Murphy's bleachers after the game. Just walked over there with his backpack on. He's just buying beers for people.
Somebody on the radio today made a suggestion that the Sox should trade for Jose Contreras, and I didn't hate it.
Jose Contreras? How
Who's
old
that?
Are you?
Jose Contreras. Wilson Contreras. Sorry, White Sox brain.
Jerry's going to spend money.
Is that,
Jose
is
Contreras.
That a real diagnosis?
Because we don't really have a defensive catcher at all. Grandal can frame, but doesn't really throw anybody out.
Framing's
and
back.
It'd be a sweet bat to Framing have, too. Back.
Yeah, he crushes lefties.
Mm-hmm.
He's not great against righties.
That's okay, because Grandal bats switch.
Mm. Right, but don't you need left-handed
both ways?
Grandal bat switch.
Right, I'm with you.
I'm down.
Are you?
I'm down.
No, I think you need a left-handed bat.
Send
we
Willie.
We do. Conforto.
Switch, yeah.
Send Willie.
Are you?
Send Kyle. Send Seiya.
Too much.
70
too
much. Wins this year. The sport book.
Oh, we might have 100 losses.
It's giving us just under 70, right at 70 wins.
Yeah, this is not good. I'm not ready for this. Anything else on Cubs or Sox, guys?
Say, yeah, it's going to be great. That's it on Cubs and Sox. Do you want to do MLB moves real quick?
Yeah, get us into what's going on around the MLB.
What happened to our baby boy?
KB? Yeah, Jake alluded to a couple. Like I said, I'm going to run through these real quick. Like Jake alluded to, Trevor Story is now in Boston, willing to play outfield in some other positions. He got paid more than I thought he would. 6 for $140 Good for him.
Is Xander clearly the better shortstop there?
Defensively, God, no.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Trevor Story's a good shot.
I wasn't sure. Because I know they're both good. So.
At the plate.
Oh, yeah. Xander crushes baseballs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious. Sorry.
The other one you alluded to, KB got signed. That's where our baby boy went.
Good for him.
Chris Bryant is going to be having a great time with that swing in Colorado, just launching balls.
Lifting balls.
He's going to have, like, awesome home road splits. Just awesome splits. Going to be a lot of home runs at home. But yeah. Anyway, that's those two to go quickly. Rizzo stays in New York on 2 for $32 Schwarber is now
2 for $32 Philly. Remember when you guys said Goldie money?
Schwarber's now in Philly on a 4-year deal. That lineup looks scary in the middle. Soler goes to Miami. Castellanos also in Philly. That middle of that lineup is looking real scary. Castellanos gets paid 5 for $100 that we thought maybe Rizzo might. Marcos never thought that.
Nunca.
The last one, and the big one that we should talk about for a second, Freddie Freeman's in Los Angeles. Six years, 160-some-odd million. Atlanta. What happened? And, like, they need a first baseman. They traded for a first baseman.
What is Matt Olson getting paid? Is it because they extended
Matt? Yeah, he got signed.
They extended Matt when he came over.
Relatively similar contract, I think. Granny's a little younger, whatever.
I mean, L.A. is just – where do you put everyone? I mean, Dave Roberts just, like, has, like, the job of a lifetime. He's just like, I'm just get to pick wherever I want to put. All these guys can play all the positions, whatever.
Dude, those who cover the team literally say that, like, it's the most unbelievable lineup, you know, of the lineup to the end that they've ever seen. There's guys that have covered that team, beat writers, for, like, 20-plus years.
Cody Bellinger might not get a lot of playing time because
I was just thinking that.
Like, obviously he had his struggles the last couple of years at the plate, but he's a great defender, good young player. Like, he's just not going to play.
Dodgers or the field?
I'm going the field just because it's baseball.
Yeah, but like, it's a very fair question.
I don't know. To get to your Freddie Freeman talk, how do you let that guy go?
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling.
Especially when he meant to that city and what he meant to their title. And, like, I mean, Freddie Freeman was the face of that team.
Yep.
Seems weird to me.
And now he's just going to go be another one of the guys. I hate the Dodgers.
Like, they just won a World Series.
Yeah.
Like, did he feel like his business was done, maybe? He's like, on to the next thing.
No, and I really think, and I may have said this before on the pod, but I really think it was Atlanta going, hey, Freddie, thank you so much. We want you to come back. We want to keep winning. We're just going to level with you. To do that, can you settle for 20 instead of 30? Mm. And he said, God bless you, but nah. This is all completely unsubstantiated. Yeah. This is what happened in my brain in this situation.
Could be.
But that makes all the sense in the world.
Right.
You won them the title. Not you specifically, but you guys won the title finally after years and years of trying and you being on bad teams wasting away.
Yep.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it was a little mutual from both of them. Like you say, hey, we're probably not going to be able to offer you. And he's like, don't worry.
Just
stop. Okay, guys. Yeah. Just don't worry about it. We had some good times, but. Let's agree.
That seems like what it is with the way his Instagram post looked.
So. I would think his number still gets retired in Atlanta, and he goes in as a Brave
with a ring,
best teeth, ever.
Oh, he paid for them bitches,
best teeth ever, all time.
Fairly White's dark room.
Okay, anyone else? That's about it. The only other thing is Matt Chapman got traded to Toronto. That lineup's scary as shit too.
He's I got a really good feel-good story. Zach Greinke.
Oh, yeah. Going
home to the Royals.
Going back to the Royals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like 37, 38 at this point.
Strangest guy in baseball.
Oh, yeah. He's a weirdo. Yeah. But, yeah, good for him. They're going to be fucking bad, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah, that's about that. That's baseball, folks. Oh, spring training is going on right now. You always hope your team wins. I think the Cubs won today. This Monday.
I don't think the Sox have lost yet.
Spring training numbers mean nothing. People are working on specific things.
They haven't lost.
That NFL commercial from like 5-6 years ago where he's like, I don't care if it's preseason. Jets are 4-0.
That's great. For spring training, the only things that matter are like pitchers are trying new pitches or there's changes to their mechanics. Otherwise, they like intentionally let people get on base so that they can work on double plays and shit like that. So whatever.
Well, especially when you're ramping everything up, it's like,
yep,
yeah, we're all in agreement.
Say Yaw's gonna be so good.
He better be. Y'all gonna hear it from me. Guys, moving on. The beloved, the Chicago Bears.
Bears.
Guys, a bit of big news that happened after we recorded. So we reported last. No, we.
We reported.
It's not gonna heartbreak.
From the bare minimum.
From the bare minimum.
Yeah, we didn't validate it with the desk.
We talked about it. Larry Ogunjobi signed a 3-year deal with the Bears. And then a couple days later, it turns out that Larry Ogunjobi failed his physical.
Tried to pull a fast one.
And now,
well,
I don't know. I feel bad for Larry. I feel genuinely bad for that guy because he's coming off of a foot surgery. And so you know that these negotiations were taking place in hopes that he was going to be ready and able to pass a physical. So the fact that like he wasn't able to, that means now instead of signing this nice, safe contract that's going to provide you some financial, you know, stability here for the next couple years, the guy's going to sign a 1-year.
Yeah, he's just going to get prove it deals. He's like
gonna
get all over the place.
He's going to get a 1-year, couple million dollars, and he's going to have to do it again. You hope he rehabs well. Another injury, and
damn, man,
dude, that's how the NFL works. That's why the average of an NFL player, their career is 4 years. We see the Bradys and the Rodgers and the outliers that are here constantly. But to 90% of the league, the average is
less than 4 years.
Yeah. 'Cause
4 years is if you play out your entire rookie contract.
Yeah.
'Cause remember that 5th year is when you get paid. So they ain't paying you if they don't have to.
No, not at all.
Ryan Pace goes through with that deal.
Oh, Ryan Pace goes through with that deal. Signed. Ryan Pace, I had this thought. I think Ryan Pace signed that deal. Ryan Pace signed that deal with Robert Quinn, knowing that Robert Quinn was probably hurt like Ogunjobi was hurt. Mm-hmm. But you push things through, and then you got productivity year two of that, year three of that deal.
Drafts Tevin Jenkins in the first round.
Yeah.
Guy
Eddie
who's
Jackson
injured.
Coming off a broken leg.
And that's a great example.
Addicted. Borderline.
He sees it as
questionable
value.
Decision.
He sees it. He's like, oh, no one's going to be thinking about this guy.
Did he draft Kevin White?
Duh, he's hurt.
Yeah, yes. That was his first pick.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean it's constantly trying to find somebody so that if you hit on them, you're the smartest motherfucker in the room.
So I do like the change though that the physical came back has failed, and you know they're just like, well, guess we're not doing this.
You think they slid a different deal in front of him after he failed the physical?
No,
he shops around for someone to take
the optics
contract.
At that point make it just impossible. Like,
well, and bad business. Some people were talking like throwing shade at the Bears for even offering the deal and like all this stuff. It's like, dude, they did what they were supposed to. The physical happened, and then they didn't sign the deal.
That's how this works.
Like Marcos pointed out, he didn't play in the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
And like they said it on 1000 today is what will likely happen. He's going to get a 1-year prove-it deal for an eighth of that amount, and then he's going to sign the same contract next year.
Yeah. I mean, and it's like, I'm proud of the Bears. I'm happy that the Bears, because this is a total change of philosophy. You went out there and said, hey, full transparency, this is what we wanted to do. We wanted to get this guy. We wanted to lock him up. Youth, you can see the numbers. It didn't work out. But instead of me sitting here selling you on how I think it is going to work out, they say, hey, look, we did our best. We ran through the medicals. It didn't work out. So we're doing what's best for the Chicago Bears. That's all I want.
I love it.
Every day when I lay my head down on my pillow to go to sleep, I want to know that everything that was done that day.
Honey's
was
safe and the Bears did right.
Honey's safe. My dogs have full bellies. I got a job to go to in the morning. And the Chicago Bears did everything that they possibly could to become a better football team that day. I love this goddamn love team so much. Can I tell you guys something? I got to show you guys this. All right. So. We're not going to do record or schedule or anything like that. But listen to this. These are the starting quarterbacks that the Bears are going to play in 2022.
This is going to be bad.
Jared Goff, you're going to pay Aaron Rodgers twice. Aaron Rodgers twice. Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, Carson Wentz, Jared Allen's good. You're going to pay Tua, Mac Jones, Zach
Wilson. Oh, this is
Wilson,
not that bad.
Davis Mills and Trey Lance, and Atlanta doesn't have a starting quarterback right
That's
now.
That's not true.
But they signed Marcus Mariota. He
You're
might
goddamn
be their starter.
Right they did.
He hasn't started a game since 2019.
The flying Hawaiian.
Guys, other than Aaron Rodgers twice,
back.
Dak Prescott, I think, is suspect. Mac Jones is pretty good.
Dak Prescott. took me to the promised land and won us our football team, our football league this year.
So Josh Allen.
Put some respect on that name.
There's maybe 4 to 5 quarterbacks that I'm scared of next year.
Bro, Daniel Jones.
And Aaron Rodgers.
He'll get all the turnovers for us.
Dude, guys.
This is early. This is early. 15-2.
All right, let's see how free agency plans
earlier
out.
Than it's ever been. But I'm just saying other things.
Take me around the league.
Well, no.
Oh, do we do anything else?
Well, let's talk about a couple other things. They signed Byron Pringle. You added some depth.
I liked that one.
These
honestly.
Are really cool. These are really what we call inventory signings.
But I like that Pringle signing.
Yeah, because he.
It's a good 2 or 3.
It's,
you can get
it's a great chip.
Yeah,
and he's a guy who's got experience in.
Specialty.
With Ryan Poles, because Poles is over in KC,
yeah.
And that's where Pringle
that's
was.
Right.
Pringle was.
Pringle gets open, which is nice.
Well, what was nice was in Pringle's introductory presser, they talked about how he's used to playing in an offense where when things break down, wide receivers just basically scat and get open. It's really cool because that's what Justin Fields does a lot, is extend plays and look for those guys downfield.
Mm-hmm. There's a joke there somewhere with Pringle.
Yeah.
Something about... popping the top off the defense.
Okay.
Can the defense
workshop
not hit their,
open
hit
it, opening
hands
a can,
the can
of whoop ass on
is the can circumference too small
for little hands
stacking?
We
dubs,
also signed
something like that.
Equanimeous St. Brown, another.
We got
Ra,
the Egyptian gods on our team now.
Yep.
Oh my
so
god!
So that's a good one. Big
leveling
fuck
up.
You. A big fuck you. Pat O'Donnell.
No, well, no.
No. Fuck
no.
you. I said fuck you to Julius Peppers when he left. I'll say fuck you to Pat O'Donnell, too. You could have signed anywhere else.
I can't get over him wearing that tuxedo to that fucking thing.
You could have signed anywhere else.
Why not resign him?
Because we don't fucking pay kickers.
We're just going to
do it. He only signed for a mil.
We're going to sign a punter. And,
you're going to sign. You're going to pay the same
agent.
Amount.
Whatever.
I'll pay $600 for a kid
out of Kent State or something. Whatever.
We're going to win 3 games next year anyway, so it don't matter. Well, I don't know, though.
We are going to be punting a lot, so if you want to put miles on
quarterback
a leg.
List is nice.
We'll just borrow the UIC kicker.
What did you guys see the...
I know, that's the best part. Sorry.
Did you guys see the Allen Robinson farewell post?
No.
Oh, no,
there was
fuck
an actual
him.
Farewell post.
Oh, actually, so no, I'm a big fuck A-Rob guy too. I was really surprised that like he actually posted.
Oh,
something.
He posted
it.
Not
shit.
The
it was his agent.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right. His people or whatever. But I
optics.
Mean, posted optics. But I mean, that was crazy to see because I thought he hated us like we hate him. So
3 for 46 to the Rams.
Yeah,
for
he probably just hates the Bears. Yeah, just the organization at this point.
Which, you know what, I could. We'll go 3 out of 10. I could agree with him.
Yeah. And then the last one, Lucas Patrick or Patrick Lucas, whatever.
The lineman.
Lineman from Green Bay. Plays,
two first name guys.
Yeah.
What did we find out about him recently?
That he's a he has
dog.
Two first names.
He's a dog. He has two first names. He's missed. He's allowed 1 sack in the last 2 seasons. And I think he's missed like 2 snaps in the last 2 seasons.
There's something to be said for availability.
Yeah, Luke Getsy. That was a big Luke Getsy hire. So I'm excited. Let's just keep bringing people in, keep accumulating capital. You guys want to go around the league?
Let's go around the league.
Around the league with some crazy shit. Deshaun Watson traded to the Cleveland Browns after being told, the Browns were told, no, we're not going to send you Deshaun Watson. And they're like, yeah, but.
Wait.
What if I send you this? And they got back in. They were told they were out. It was between,
he was going to Atlanta.
I don't think it was the trade back
was
the issue. It was Deshaun Watson got
was
to pick.
Picking,
so Deshaun said,
his,
no, you guys are out.
Yeah.
And they just never stopped with the sell.
Yeah, we texted back and forth about this a little bit, right? On Saturday about the structure of this deal. How insane that it's, you know, they catered
to his
him.
Suspension.
Yep. Completely.
He's making like $1 million this
year. $1 million this year.
And then the next $230 or whatever
that way,
the fuck it is.
With those game checks, he's only losing $55,000 a game rather than what, $500,000 a game. So that's the idea here.
$230 million guaranteed. Guaranteed. You're going to make $1 million.
But he's going to miss the first 6 games.
Yeah,
most likely.
At least the first 6 games. And who knows what happens now. But the Cleveland Browns, like you said, made this decision knowing, saying, hey, he's going to be suspended. This is it, but we had to pay. This is the price you pay. We talk about shopping at that top shelf. This is top shelf money right here.
How many years was the deal again?
5.
Okay, so the way it looks is that, okay, half that money, awesome. I know it's all guaranteed. And that was the biggest part of the deal, was the $1 million for this year and then the everything being guaranteed. But like half that money is going to cover the settlements. So it's like...
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Dude, how do you guys feel about this?
They did this to cover all these settlements.
Feels dirty.
It does.
It feels a little grimy. Like it does.
Guys, Calvin Ridley's at home for a $1,500 parlay.
Yep.
Right? Correct. And Deshaun Watson made $230 million. There's guys that don't play in the NFL anymore for drug... Martavis Bryant.
Oh.
Drug-related instances. Right? You've got... we could go list on it.
But this is the Browns. Like, you can't be surprised by this because they had no problem bringing in Kareem Hunt after he fucking Falcon punched someone. Or did he kick that lady?
He kicked her.
He model kicked citizen at this point.
Yeah.
Model citizen since then.
Oh, so. Cool.
And I'm...
This is my...
He fucked up. He did.
I was going to not do it, but...
No, let's do this.
Here. Hop on. Like, my big thing is you are in a position in your life that you've worked extremely hard for your whole life to work towards this goal, the goal being the NFL, the goal being able to provide generational wealth for your family. With that, like other instances where that is, you know, the stakes on the table, when you fuck up, you no longer should have that privilege. This is a me take. This is not a DeBare minimum take. This is a Dale take. I think that's awful. Like, the message that sends is just absolutely ludicrous. And the fact that, like, the highest paid guaranteed money player ever didn't even play last year, might not play this year because of 22 or whatever
active,
the number is.
Active
civil lawsuits because he, you know, the criminal panned out how it is. 22.
Guys, even if 20 of them are lies...
Two's enough. One's enough.
One's enough.
Not so that we're saying any of them are liars, by the way. Just throwing that stipulation.
I will give
there.
You pushback, though, in a sense that, like, dude, this isn't a Cleveland Browns thing.
Agreed.
This is
agreed.
An entire NFL thing.
Agreed.
The Falcons were willing to toss all morals aside. The Texans, the Saints, everybody was willing to, hey, sure, come here. We'll deal with the optics of how bad this looks. And then we'll start winning games. And you know what fucking cures bad feelings? Winning football games.
I just picture the meeting where they're pitching this contract to Deshaun Watson and the head of PR is sitting there like, I need a fucking raise.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He saw that on his Outlook schedule when he came in like, he just, what?
Deshaun Watson contract.
It's in the memo notes. He's like, oh God. Oh no.
Oh God.
Yeah. I was listening to the guys today on the way to work on 1,000.
Yeah, I heard them say he's been a model citizen.
No, they
since.
Said that about Kareem.
Yes, that's correct.
They didn't say that about Deshaun. Their comments about Deshaun were what we're all thinking, right? Like, they said, try and put yourself in the position of the fan of that team and now separate your fan hat from being a decent human being hat and see where you are, okay? Because it's just so hard to do with everything. You know, you could sign someone to the Bears tomorrow, and if they've got something that is super shitty that they've done, and they're balling out on the field, it is hard for a fan to separate the success on the field from their shitty being.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm glad I'm not in that position with this, because I can just sit here and be like, Deshaun, you're a piece of shit, and the Browns, you look gross.
I mean,
because I don't have to.
Those diehard Browns fans, are they done?
I don't know. I want to hear from one.
Are they done?
I want to hear from one.
Because, I mean, okay, let's put the ball in our court. Would we be done?
With the Bears. Would we be done with the Bears if the Bears, traded? Mm-hmm.
Same contract, same everything.
I want to say yes. I want to say yes. But I don't know until I can, like, I gotta put myself in that
situation.
That's
a really good question, because it would be very difficult for me to like give up on the Bears altogether. As you know, I spent the last 30 years rooting for them, and
especially
all that
here with a female owner with Virginia. How much everybody loves Virginia to know everything that's going on. Like,
do we love Virginia?
Well, that's like the Browns co-owner is the owner's wife, and they put her in the press release.
Of course they do.
Being like, look at a woman signed off on it. Everything's fine.
God damn it.
We did our due diligence. And our due diligence was, how many football games can he win us?
Yep.
And then they just ran.
Billionaire football owners don't really have morals.
No.
No, they don't.
No, you don't get $1 billion with them.
Correct.
just how it goes. You gotta burn somebody along the way.
So we're
we can move on from him. Let's move on before we get
we want them to suck, right? We just want them to continue same old Browns.
Well, it's gonna gonna be tough to win
I want them to suck.
A contract like you talk about like sustained success in the NFL and like winning. It's hard to win when all your money is going to one guy. Granted, it's the quarterback position and that does win you football games, but I mean, Aaron Rodgers can't do it.
It's true.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, a good segue.
Good segue, Jake. Thank you.
Davante Adams traded to the Oakland Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders.
Vegas Raiders.
It's okay.
Traded to the Raiders.
First and second this year.
Yes. Current year draft picks. And apparently Aaron Rodgers, I mean, was aware. He knew it was going to happen even when he signed his contract. He knew it was going
to
happen.
I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens on draft night if they go out and secure wide receivers with those draft picks. Yeah. I part of me, though, just wants it to be like defensive
draft
tackle.
A quarterback.
Defensive tackle.
Quarterback, round one.
Round one quarterback. Yeah.
And then we just get to hear how
replace
Aaron
Jordan Love
wasn't involved in the draft process this year again and how pissed he is.
Yeah. How LaFleur told him to go fuck himself.
I mean, you're from what it sounds like, Davante Adams, because the Packers offered him like money, same contract, same everything. But unfortunately, what happened was, or for the Packers, unfortunately, Davante just wanted to play in Vegas. He wanted to play with his college quarterback, Derek Carr. Dude, good for him.
Not about the Fresno State connection.
That's a weird, weird connection.
Remember last year, Davante tweeting out the whole last dance?
Yeah.
Thing.
No, I don't.
Bum,
sorry.
Bum, bum.
Yeah, he tweeted out. Well, because this was Aaron, you know, talking about retiring and the season was starting, and this was after the Michael Jordan doc. So Davante had tweeted out like a photo of the last dance or something like that, and turned out it was.
He knew the whole time, probably.
Shit.
I mean,
he
wasn't gonna get that money, not from Green Bay,
right?
So, anything else around the league that you guys saw? Anything big, crazy?
Jameis got paid 2 for $28, and then something that I saw that I kind of liked, and it's a Green Bay thing. Russell Douglas, the cornerback, the practice squad guy from Arizona that they signed halfway through the year, was a stud. He got paid, so good for him.
Paid.
Matt
Ryan to the Colts, that's right, for a third.
Allen Robinson to the Rams. Big props to Matthew Stafford.
Besides
the fact that he doesn't pick up people when they fall off stages and break their backs. He got paid. Got paid. 4 years, something crazy number, but he's going to likely finish his career in L.A. Good for that guy.
Did I see something that Tom Brady gave that guy that bought that football, like a Bitcoin or something?
Oh, did he? I didn't see anything about that either.
I'll
have to double check
that. That's an all-time bad beat.
Did you guys hear that I forget what sports book now, it's one of the biggest sports books, is investigating
Elias.
There was a couple big, like, sharp bettors that went in, like, a couple days before Brady announced that he was back and bet the over on Tampa Bay wins, bet Super Bowl outcome, like, bet the winners, and then on the Bucks, obviously, heavy, heavy money. And then a couple days later, Brady's just mysteriously back, and this guy just had a hunch. And it's, like, multiple people with big money. So that'll be a crazy thing.
Like career gamblers.
It's not just us pulling $100 and tossing it on it and seeing what happens. We're talking like $250,000 tickets, like multiple tickets. 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, so it hasn't. I don't think it's happened yet. 2 days ago, though, Brady or asked FTX, who I think he has a sponsorship deal with, which is the Bitcoin trader, to donate a Bitcoin to that guy. I don't know if it went through or not, but.
Yeah, cool. Like $45,000 for the $500,000 ball.
I don't know. Anyone, is it up? Is it down right now? Is it stuck? What is it?
I don't know. I hate crypto. It's stupid.
Sean dislikes crypto.
All right. We'll have that on a shirt for you.
Guys, I don't know if it's up or down. That's going to be a wrap on the Chicago Bears. That's going to be a wrap on around the NFL. And we'll move on. Guys, now we're going to get into our interview with Travis.
Part two.
TJ came last week, talked about the brackets. We'll update you guys on some bracket challenge stuff. Here is our interview with TJ. What is up, guys? We are here. The boys are here with TJ. What's up, TJ?
How you doing?
Good. Doing well.
Welcome back. Glad to have you, man. Good to have you back in the house.
Bear down.
There we go. Bear down.
guys, we got a little bit of update to our bracket challenge. So again, I hope you are participating. But we got ourselves a little bracket challenge here. Submitted some brackets. We got about 50 plus submissions to the Bare Minimums bracket challenge. Again, guys, first place takes $125.
Second, and how much did they have to pay to play this?
I believe zero.
Oh, that's right. Y'all didn't pay any money. You better have done it.
And you're just going to win our money now.
And Dale will mow your lawn for a year.
It's Sean's money.
Boom, and Sean's money.
That's right.
Shout out, Chad. It's Sean's money. Guys, so first place is $125. Second place, $50. Third place, $25. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming.
Oh, did you say that too?
Two cases of Bush.
Yes, sir. So, guys, in first place, we'll do this by placings right now. And by the way, we're going to need some cooperation from some of our lovely listeners who might have not had a name associated with their bracket. But we'll give names and then we'll figure out owners of these brackets. In first place, Making Brackets Great Again. Second place, Easy Money Fellas. And then third,
Who's that?
Third might be here.
One Travis?
Travis.
Oh, hey, that's me.
It me.
Look at those max points, baby.
That's nice. That is nice, guys. But the overall, like, the person in the best position to win, I think we said, is the Church of Bracketology with a possible max of 1,650 points.
And who do they have winning, if you have that open real quick? Just because I want
Arizona.
To know.
Arizona.
Oh, okay. So, TJ, since you're in third, like, how difficult will it be when Duke loses?
All right, so going back to him having Arizona. Anyways, Dale, you know what they say. Have you ever seen a dead body? Because Houston's about to take out Arizona next
dead
matchup.
Dead body.
Church of Bracketology has seven of the Elite Eight still alive. We'll see what happens there.
Kentucky, just the...
Fuck you,
guys.
Marcos, what happened to you within 4 hours of the tournament starting?
Fuck March Madness. I love it so much. Guys, I had Kentucky, Iowa in my final, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the Kentucky game, and Lexi goes, "You're really invested in this game." I said, "That's my fucking champion right now." They go, "Iowa loses later in the night." Delete the app.
Marcos is
deleted
like,
the
Lexi, Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's what it was. So I'm out. It's fun times. I'm actually in tied for 49th right now.
Well, I was on the podcast last week talking about how Iowa was going to save the Big Ten. So
yeah,
didn't turn out too well.
Our up-ins have come.
Yeah, guys, let's get into some of the moments that we've seen so far. The Big Ten is fucking fraudulent.
Whoa.
Facts.
They still got two.
Purdue in it over here.
Okay.
And Michigan.
Michigan?
What, they're in it?
Pure yeah, Michigan.
They're alive.
They're in it, but like...
They're alive.
Are we believing Michigan?
Yeah.
We're not believing the Big
Ten. It's because every assistant coach on the other bench thinks they're going to get chokeslammed.
I'm not saying they're going to... I'm not saying they're going to win, but they're... I didn't expect them to make it out of the first round.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, I mean, but... They're just fraudulent. U of I is fraudulent. U of I pissed me off. That fucking Chattanooga game. That Chattanooga game's
Illinois
joke.
Is pretty banged
I
up.
I did have Chattanooga. I really wanted Chattanooga to win that.
If you stop Kofi, if you just hack that man, you could probably win.
The man can't shoot free throws worth
a lick.
No.
You can't shoot free throws. And this whole four out, one in philosophy, dude, that doesn't work. That doesn't work anymore. And all you're doing is you're just removing guys out of the offense by playing that way. And, okay, like, this is what happened. You didn't have a lead until 25 seconds left in the game. That's the first time they led that game.
Dude, it was like watching paint dry, and it was so brutal. And you're right. All I noticed was that the ball gets – they just try to get the ball into Kofi, and the ball never comes back out.
No.
The ball never comes back out. They just feed it into him, and some dumb shit happens.
Brad Underwood's just like a sort of okay coach.
You know what that reminds me of is everybody knows Andre Carbello.
Mm-hmm.
Harold, all the hype.
Worm from Coach Carter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Timo Cruz.
Exactly. So that reminds me of a segment you guys do with Andy Dalton, Rush Yart. And
assists?
Herbert.
Yeah.
Who so we're going to do Carbello, points or turnovers?
Oh, no.
That's tough. That guy turns the ball over a lot because he just
You have this prepared?
No regard.
No, this is off the, top of the head.
Yeah, that guy just runs at the rim. If there's three guys standing in the circle, he doesn't give a fuck. He is sprinting at the rim like it's a wreck game.
The way you're leading it, I'm assuming it's Carbello over. It's Carbello with the turnovers, right?
I'm going to go points Andy just Dalton. Out of spite.
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
Guys,
I'll start with this. He has 0 points.
Do you have zero turnovers?
No. Two.
They lost on Sunday?
Illinois, yes.
And he got benched for, like, I want to say the last 8 minutes of the game.
I don't.
I mean, they weren't good versus Chattanooga, by the way.
No. But Houston also plays good defense. Like, I mean, I had Houston moving on anyways.
Go Cougars.
Yeah.
Houston is in my championship.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're sneaky.
I mean, with the way that defense plays, I you would assume that they're going to be in it against every team from this point on.
But isn't that what you thought about Memphis?
No.
Because, like, isn't it like their down low is great? They can rebound. They're strong down low. They can compete in any game. Wasn't it, like, really similar?
Similar. I would say that. I feel like that's not good for NCAA tournament. NCAA tournament's all like guard play. Like if your best player on your team is your center.
That's why Kentucky's out.
Doesn't work out.
Oscar Sheedway. Sheedway. God damn it. Yeah. So what about, I mean, obviously we got to talk about St. Peter's. We got to talk about the Peacocks, right?
Dougie Fresh.
Guys, I mean, that's that cool story that everybody like gravitates to. How far can they go, TJ?
I thought first round.
Yeah.
I still don't know what to say about them. It's just one of those teams that get hot. I mean, it's just that I think they're frauds, unfortunately. I don't think they're as good as they're playing.
Man, you could say that about a lot of teams, though.
Right. Absolutely.
I was going to ask you a question.
Yes, it is March. Yeah.
For a little bit. But teams like this, in this tournament that I've seen throughout the years, when you get the teams in there that are running plays in this well-oiled, like, they're calling the play as they run down the floor, it's not just drive and kick. It's like they seem to thrive if they're in the right place in the bracket. If they get the right draw, teams like that seem to do pretty well.
They're well coached, definitely. That's also what we think about Iowa every year. And how they run plays and all.
It's just so frustrating because that's one of those where, like, dude, that was a big buster for people because, like, you watch the conference.
They're so good.
You watch the conference championship tournament right before, and so you're like, whoa, okay, this team looks really good this weekend, and they've played a couple good teams now throughout that tournament, and then it just. This is March, like Jake said.
Well, and they're not even, it's not even like they're pulling off a last second buzzer beater upset or anything like right. that. Like they're winning these games. They're, mm-hmm. you know, beating their opponent.
Who else we got? Ooh, let's talk about Duke, TJ.
I mean,
let's talk about Duke and you guys see, did you
let
guys
me
watch
hold the- Dale's leg while I talk hey, about
I
Duke. Right.
I have my first question for you on this subject.
Do it.
How do you sleep at night?
Right now?
Like a baby.
How dare you?
Who do you think you are? Man. I am.
I got a
butt-naked
set up.
Butt-naked spread out.
We got a big bat.
Did you guys
it's
watch
lovely.
The
Starfish. It's lovely.
Did you guys I watch mean, the Duke game? Did no. you did you guys watch
really?
It?
Really?
Yep.
Really?
I just laughed at Coach K going out there when I forgot who got injured. But
AJ Griffin.
Yeah, so he gets injured. Coach K goes out there, takes a knee, and gives him the old Mr. Miyagi hand on the head. What the fuck are we doing here?
Superpowers.
It's
superpowers.
Like, he doesn't know if it's ever his last injury that he's got to go out and check on, his last play that he's calling,
Get
his last
up.
Game.
Get the fuck up.
Are you hurt or injured? Good. Get the fuck off the
game.
Floor.
This is not about you. It's about me.
This is about me.
Get the fuck out.
Your mother's in the stands right
People
now.
People paid to be here
to see me.
And then Roach comes in and hits a big dagger three-pointer, and Coach K is like, sit the fuck down. All right, you're not going back in.
Yeah.
So let's get into the Sweet 16, right? So we've made it through the round of 64. We made it through the round of 32. I hope you guys have made a little money. because your boy is
1-800.
It's been a bloodbath.
Has it?
Yeah, I've been. I had a good first day. Had a really, really rough second day. Yeah, a little different.
I've had a good run on the spreads. I think first day I went like 10-6, and then the second day was like 9-7.
Yeah,
and then I was out of state, so I couldn't bet the.
Just download a VPN. And
that doesn't work. I was lying to you.
Yeah. We'll talk.
It's geolocated to your phone. I'm sorry.
Did you have to wring your shirt out with the Gonzaga Georgia State game like I did?
Oh my God. I forgot about that. That was so.
The text thread was.
Yeah. Phenomenal. And I did it. I put the account down on that game, and I'm sitting there the whole time.
You put the account down?
Yeah.
1-800 gambler.
Your unit is your unit. Don't go out here making changes.
Not on this one.
Multi unit.
I put Sam's house down on this house on this game. Right. So whole game, I'm like, wow, this is very comfortable. And then they went on like a 19-point run. I'm like, oh God.
It's all because their big men got in foul trouble. They might have lost that game if they didn't get in foul trouble.
Yeah.
Like I was texting you or messaging you, what was there? 10 minutes left? And I'm like, oh, let's go.
You sent us that message, and then it just was
downhill. And I was holding back the entire time from saying anything. I was like, this is March. I've seen this. I got to stop. DJ's don't say a word.
Guys, so
I probably wouldn't have came here.
Would have retired.
I'm sick. I'm not going to make it this week, guys. So let's get into real quick. We don't even have to spend a lot of time on all of them, but you got Gonzaga and Arkansas, a 1-4 seed. Are we believing Gonzaga now that we've seen them in a couple games?
Well, I mean, so on the second round of the tournament, I immediately bet against Gonzaga on the spread because after the way the first game went, when, you know, they were tied, they did go on their run and they crushed their 16 seed opponent. But I was like, there's no way they can cover 10 after that. And, you know, that went well. So
shouldn't have won that either.
Yeah. So Gonzaga makes me nervous, but we'll see. I'll probably just keep betting against them.
Makes me wonder how Musbus is gonna scheme up his boys against Gonzaga, or how this Arkansas matchup's gonna go.
What do you think, TJ?
I had Arkansas beating Gonzaga.
Oh my gosh!
All of my brackets,
including the one that's gonna win the bare minimum.
Yes, absolutely. I had Arkansas winning. Arkansas's defense is ridiculous. The only thing is, will they be able to score enough points to hang with Gonzaga? That's the only thing I'm scared about. But defensive-wise, they're going to hold them way under their average on the season, which is like a ridiculous like 90 points a game.
Yeah. Let's talk about another one seed. Number one Arizona versus number five Houston.
Mm. Houston, baby. We're going to see a lot of brackets. We're going to see a lot of brackets.
The John Cougar Mellon
ball on down there.
I like Houston here as well.
Yeah.
They got so deep.
Number three, Texas Tech, and number two, Duke. I don't even think
we
We can talk about it. Let's talk about it.
How do they – okay, I do want to know. How do you think they match up, like Duke matches up with a team that is fiery defensively as this Texas Tech team is, who, like, to this point, they look like they frustrated teams. They – I mean, even through the conference championship tournament, I mean, they were frustrating teams on defense.
I agree. You want the fan hat on or off?
God damn it.
No. We want everything. We want everything true. True to feel.
All right. Sounds good. Texas Tech is just too small for Duke, I think. As far as, like, I mean, you got Paolo Banchero playing
6'10", 250.
Exactly. Dribbling up the floor. Mark Williams. I call him Mutombo Jr., controlling the paint. I just think they're going to be too small for us. They are very, very good on defense.
That was the formal us.
Yeah, you're a big us guy, aren't you? You absolutely. Say we when you talk about this, don't you?
We.
As my dad once asked me, what's his we shit, son? I don't see your ass out there.
I think I texted you guys. Like, Dale was away from his phone, and he's like, what's going on? I'm like, all right, we're in overtime. And then I looked at that text message. I'm like, we? What the fuck is this?
It's we. What do you?
Yeah.
Okay, next great. Time I'm on the highway, listening to the bare minimum. If you ever say fucking we, I swear to God.
I'll turn this
That's
bitch
a very
around.
Fair. That
I'm coming
is very
back.
Fair.
I promise you I'm coming back.
You know where I live now, so you can.
Guys, we talked about it a little already. Number 11, Michigan against number 2, Villanova.
Well, I had one more question about the Duke-Texas Tech game, if that's okay. So how do you think Duke's going to lose this game?
It's impossible.
If
it's
impossible. Like on a buzzer beater, or is it going to be like... Is it going to be like we'll know 5 minutes before the end of the game that they're getting their shit pushed in, or like how
are we
going to
like 5
this?
Minutes into the game that they're going to get their shit pushed in?
Like when's it going to happen?
So, if they lose, it'll be close.
When? Okay, so when?
Buzzer beater.
So take the points.
So they're not going to lose.
What
so it's not going to happen.
Is I should take?
We just beat
Texas Tech in the points.
Don't take. Yeah, take Texas Tech on the. No. On the spread.
You take Duke money line.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is I should take Sam's house and everything I won.
Yes.
And put it on Duke money line.
Duke money line. We just beat Michigan State. Tom Izzo coach team. And Michigan State shot 50% from the 3-point line.
And Duke doesn't play defense, so.
We shall see.
I don't know, man. Okay, moving on. Sorry, Marcos.
Guys, now we'll get into number 11, Michigan versus number 2, Villanova. If I could do a like after seeing the first weekend of games, this is my champion, number 2, Villanova. That they look
free throw geniuses.
Really fucking good.
They do.
And Jay Wright he's a great coach.
Why does he not get talked about?
I don't understand that. And it's, you never even hear his name come up for like those NBA jobs. You got guys getting second turns on some of
Calipari. We talk about Calipari all the time. What has he done?
Fraudulent motherfucker.
Talk about Tony Bennett before you talk about Jay Wright. And it's like,
dude, Jay Wright, you're so right. Like Jay Wright deserves more credit because he consistently has that team playing
ready to go
top level stuff. So how do you see that game shaking out?
I go Villanova by 6.
Oh, wow. We're getting picks now. Okay.
I am up like, you know, a lot of money over this weekend. You guys seen the screenshots.
Yeah.
1-800 gambling.
Those were some serious parlay wins.
That's like one of like 4 or 2.
Holy shit.
I'm dog shit at that.
At parlays?
I just go into it. Yeah. I just have to
my
stick
vice
to president,
gambler.
My vice president put $15, $25 and won like $4,000 almost.
Holy shit. Great. Now,
you're getting picks and you're not telling
us. Let's talk football picks a little later. We can get together.
When you run parlay, do you run like one or do you run a series where you're like.
One.
Where you change like something slightly.
I don't do all that. I have friends who do that.
Yeah.
I normally put one.
I wish I could do that.
Now, the bad part is like if I have somebody lose early, which I didn't this weekend, I'll put another one.
Oh, yeah.
For the
you'll
rest
just
of
run
the games.
Run,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I only put one.
Okay.
So like the one I
first
sent you guys.
10 games, then 9 yeah. games, then 8 games.
Nah, hey, if I have to, hey.
Let's ride.
The one I sent you guys was just the only one of the day.
That's
that was
sick.
A nice one, too. That was a really nice one. Obviously, guys, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gamble
responsibly, especially with these parlays. But
stick to your unit.
There's a good.
Mine is Sam's house.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about the tournament. Who's the player to watch right now? Like, who's standing out to you right now?
Like, if you're going to watch a game?
Yeah. Like, who do we need eyes on? And if you just say Banchero again. God.
You said 3. Can I get.
Yes,
can,
that's fine.
Okay, but Paulo Banchero.
They can't all be on Duke, though.
Chet Holmgren's overrated. Ben Mathurin from Arizona is a dog. And I'm going to go Ivy from Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my 3.
He had a good end of that game.
He did. He started, I don't know what was going on. He didn't even take a shot in the first half.
Like, he just came to life second half, too. Needed, for sure. Let's wrap it out here. Wrap it up. North Carolina, UCLA, 8-4. What do you? Yeah, this is a
North Carolina.
That was
so
a surprising.
Hot.
That was a surprising win against that Baylor team because like Baylor was that team that looked like it didn't have weaknesses.
I don't know. Baylor looked
like,
really.
They had their leading scorer out
the last half of the year. Baylor looked average. I fucking hate UNC. Obviously,
of course,
but they're
of course
so.
You do.
Freaking hot right now, even though I have UCLA moving on.
This is where you start seeing Jordan start showing up to games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Once you're in the 16, you'll get Jordan to come out.
Yep. Number 1 Kansas, number 4 Providence. Are you putting any faith into Providence? That's
Friars. They have the highest luck factor, from what I understand.
Yeah, I mean, they beat the 13 seed and then they beat the 12 seed Richmond. So this is that test for them. You're going up against the number one in that part of
in
the
blowouts
bracket.
Blowouts. 18 points.
That Richmond game wasn't close, not no. once, not never. That was no. crazy.
I still got Kansas in that one.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too.
I think they're too deep. I think the starters is going to be a really close game, but I think when it comes one, if Providence gets in foul trouble, they don't have the depth to hang with Kansas, which just comes with being a blue blood and compared to Providence, you know, all the five stars. And I'm going Kansas.
We talked about Purdue and St. Mary's. We talked about how you're taking Purdue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the weird one, the two highest cumulative seeds total in a matchup, number 11 Iowa State, number 10 Miami. Because Bucky sucky. Bucky fucking sucks. Wisconsin sucks. The Big Frauds. Ten is fraudulent.
I had Iowa State going that far. I think I'm going to go Miami in this matchup just because their point guard's been there for 9 years.
A super, 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 super senior. Yeah.
I'm expecting a Miami versus Kansas on Sunday. And
they made Auburn look.
I got front row seats, baby.
What?
Sunday.
It's in Chicago.
United Center.
Oh.
That'll be fun.
You'll be
so we'll have a field reporter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh. God damn it. I don't have a shirt made.
I was
for
about
you.
To say, I need the drip.
We'll send you with a banner.
There you go.
What happened with that Auburn-Miami game? They made Auburn look full.
Auburn was another team that, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, the second, basically 2 weeks before the conference tournament, they started looking like shit. Like, it was the same thing with Auburn and Baylor. I don't know what got into them. But their ride was so easy coming out of this part of the bracket that I just continued to pick them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But if you put those teams in other brackets with these other teams, I would have had them getting bounced probably second round, honestly.
Yeah.
It's just a ride they had. To me, that's the weakest part of the bracket.
Well, and Iowa State kind of snuck up out of nowhere because they started the season hot and then kind of just idled
right
the rest of the way. And I really didn't think they were going to do anything coming into the tournament, but right. here they are just flying through it.
Chugging along.
Mm-hmm.
So when do games pick back up? We're back
Thursday.
On Thursday.
Thursday. Thursday and Sunday.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday.
Take a little break. Recoup the accounts.
You got
check the pendings.
Gonzaga, Arkansas, and Duke, Texas Tech on Thursday.
That'll be good. We good, guys. Anything else on bracket challenge, guys? And please stay up to date. Keep checking the social media posts. We will let you guys know when or kind of leaders in the clubhouse after this weekend. Please do us a favor. Be prepared to when we post these brackets of who won. Make sure you have the name of your bracket or screenshot it on your side.
Push.
So that way we can easily find whose bracket this is and get you your money like you so well deserve.
Yeah, if you win and we don't know who you are, that means Sean wins. So if you want the
money.
Blind guy to bet to win this bet, go for it.
Guys, anything else on NCAA?
Nothing on NCAA, but do you want to do some segments?
I'm down to do some segments.
TJ, you sticking around for segments?
Absolutely.
You want to stick around?
TJ wants to do
some segments. We're
going to
put you on
segments.
The spot.
Well, no.
All right. We're going to finish up with TJ still here. Guys, getting into some Creepy Alley segments. Hey. We'll get into who can or can. No, actually, let's do Not That Guy because I've got a Not That Guy. Am I Not That Guy? Somebody that I think is a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. Guys, Urban Meyer.
Oh, God.
Urban Meyer is not that guy.
Dude, if some of the things are true of what the
they
stuff
can't
is,
be.
They can't be
who's
true.
Who's at 99 on the Rams?
Who's 99? Debo Samuel. Who's 99 on the Rams? Who's Jamal Adams when he was playing with the Seahawks? Guys, that can't be real quotes.
There's no way that's real.
So from what it sounds like, because everybody's now talking about all of kind of how bad that whole situation was there. Like DJ Shark said, he feels like threats are what motivates us. I mean, they literally were like It's toxic in every direction in that place.
And that works at the college level because these kids perform or you turn them. And it's just that simple. You don't have to manage egos and contracts as much.
I reported by Bleacher Report. Ex-Jaguars head coach Urban Meyer berated a player so harshly that the player cried.
He kicked Josh Lambeau.
After calling him a dipshit. He called him a dipshit and then kicked him. That's
Lambeau
your kicker.
Said, don't ever fucking kick me.
So I think we'll be talking to David Baker or whoever is in charge of the Not That Guy Hall of Fame. And we will get our guy nominated. We're going to have an award ceremony here pretty soon.
If David Baker's on Cameo, we got to pay for that.
We got to pay for it. Got to pay for it. So, guys, Urban Meyer's my Not That Guy. Recurring. He's going to be a long time.
Me?
Producer Jake.
Not That Guy is a collective this week. It's Facebook White Sox fan pages, groups on Facebook.
Okay,
so
give me more.
After the whole Jimmy Fallon thing, a bunch of Facebook fan pages were inviting me to like the page or whatever, so I joined them. They're some of the most toxic places I have ever witnessed on the internet. They
go on.
There's zero positivity about anything. It doesn't matter what happens in the MLB. There's some spin on how the White Sox are terrible. Like, and these are these are fan pages.
TJ,
our guy.
TJ's running the fan page.
Yeah. Great job.
He said, "I'm going to invite him to another one."
This was an inside job.
It's an inside job.
Have you are you ready for baseball season?
I can't wait.
Being a celebrity now?
I can't wait.
We got to get more swag so we can just wear.
I'm honored to be sitting next to you.
You need a bare minimum helmet.
Put a bare min sticker on it.
Put a bare min sticker on it.
Yeah, well, I already plan on wearing
the
shirt underneath the jersey and
forehead. You slapped a sticker up here. Just put it over the Sox logo.
TJ, honorary guest. Who is this week's Not That Guy?
My Not That Guy. I do not know his name.
Okay.
But he is the ref who called that technical foul.
Oh, the U of I game?
We didn't talk about that, yeah.
That has to be one of the worst calls I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was pretty shit.
You can't make that call in that moment.
Do you want him to just let go and break his back?
Yeah.
He's running full speed and dunking the ball. And this old fuck is just like, tech. And then Underwood after the game, he's like, yeah, that was personal. We were going at it all game, so he took it out on my player. You're
Damn.
A douche.
That sucks.
And it's a freshman who barely plays.
Big Not That Guy energy.
And it was a nice dunk.
Right.
It was a great dunk.
And the momentum was coming, too.
In that part of the game, you can't make that call. It's the old Joe West. You want to make yourself part of the game.
Yeah.
You should be non-existent.
All of these people paid to come here to see me, the referee.
Country and then you get these old-ass people.
Country superstar.
In the comment section, fucking old-school-ass people. Well, that's what the record book says. Well, then rewrite the fucking record book.
Yes, sir.
Or record book.
Yes,
Rule book. Yeah. Thank you.
I knew what you meant.
Donna Dale, who's not that guy?
Bush.
Keeping in Sponsor the tourney, my not that guy, Dalen Terry, the winger from Arizona that had the game-winning layup but just held on to it to dunk it to drive the point home, and time expired with ball in hand.
That's tough.
You just had to there's giant fuck clocks. Right above the backboard. You just had to finger roll it. You held on to make it look good. Now, they went on to win the game. Arizona did, obviously. So, no harm, no foul. But, kid, you're not that guy.
Go ahead.
I like that pick. But I was thinking about that when it was happening. I'm like, damn, that's hard. You're going full speed.
I'd have done the same damn thing.
Okay. You're going full speed, picking up the ball. Looking at the clock, going down to pick up I'm just like, fuck.
If I could dunk, I'm never laying it up. It's true. If I could dunk, why lay up?
Foul me.
Yeah, no way.
I was going to say, that's the one thing, this is a total sidebar, but the one thing I feel like March is missing so far is crazy buzzer beaters. We haven't had anything like that yet.
Upsets aplenty, but...
Yeah, upsets aplenty.
Overtime. There's been seven overtimes, and the record for overtimes through a whole tournament is eight.
Wow. So we're right there.
Mm-hmm. On the precipice.
To kind of talk to what Jake was saying real quick, and then we'll keep on with Not That Guy. I think one thing that's really weird, too, about college basketball, and maybe because I watch a ton of NBA, like, you see way more brain farts for because they're kids.
Yeah.
They're 18, 19-year-old kids.
They're not pros.
And then so they're going to make these mistakes, and these poor kids, because then you look at them, and they're like, what the fuck was I thinking? And it's like, yeah, kid, what the fuck were you thinking?
And they actually play hard.
The end of the Iowa game, I think it was, when I was watching with coworkers, it was towards the end of the game. They have a chance to win it. There's a pass, and the guy just chucks it at the table. Like, he thought there was a dude there, and he passes a ball, just no human being there. It's exactly what you're talking about of, he's 18.
Look out, coach.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's a kid. It's going to happen.
It's crazy.
There was one of those in the U of I game, too. Just a pass to nowhere.
Oh, the one where he passed it because he got double teamed at midcourt. He tries to throw it to the guy sitting under the basket because they're running press up the court. And he just barrels it off
right
the backboard.
Into the students. Yeah.
Off the backboard, shoots right back up to half court.
Fucking hot potato.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, did he try to do that?
Yeah.
That's how like accurate it was at the backboard.
Sam, who's not that guy?
Not that guy for me this week is waiting. I hate waiting, and now I have to wait till Thursday for more college basketball.
Agreed.
Right off of that, not only do I hate waiting, I hate trains now, too.
Oh,
wait.
Yeah.
What did trains
I thought he was going to kiss him.
I thought you were going to kiss.
Carry on.
Not here, bro.
If you guys see the clips, we'll post that. That
not
was
here,
awesome.
Dude. But, yes. Trains, what some may refer to as the backbone of American commerce. I was driving home on Friday night, and I got stopped by what had to be the slowest 10-mile-long freight train in recorded history. And then when it finally had finished passing, the gates stayed down. And an equally slow train, slightly shorter, equally slow train from the opposite direction has now crossed my path. 17 minutes later, my night was ruined. Whole thing. Done.
Trains.
Not that guy.
Trains, not that guy. And waiting.
I will say it is tough to go from like 32 basketball games over the course of 4 days to none. For another 4 days.
Like, and I'm then, detoxing.
And then you just get less and less basketball as time goes on.
Are we going through withdrawals between like now and Thursday?
100%.
Like, let's be honest. And I'm an NBA fan. When March Madness is on, I don't give a fuck about the NBA.
Nothing matters.
Like, I love basketball, but I'm not even going to watch games tonight because it's not college. Because
you're like, oh, I need to save I'm this. Still
gonna,
this watching power.
Save up for the weekend.
I'm still going to put in my bets. 1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-GAMBLER. Guys. Let's do who can or can't. Oh, actually, let's break it up. Let's do Sammy Stats questions of the week. We got TJ here, so TJ can get down with this. Real quick, let's do Sammy Stats question of the week.
What do you got, Sam?
All right. Question of the week. What is everyone's favorite movie of all time, and why is it The Mummy 2, The Mummy Returns?
All right.
Oh,
there was a reference made to my favorite movie ever earlier.
This game?
Or this earlier today?
At this table. No. It's the sexy beast sitting to my left.
What did I say?
For those of you who are not
Coach
here.
Carter, bruh.
Oh, Coach Carter. That's right.
Work. Come on now.
Yeah.
Coach Carter's your favorite all time.
Fucking love it.
Okay.
Our greatest fear is not failure.
Our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our greatest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens others. It's a very famous poem.
Holy fuck. I don't have the voice.
I knew somebody had to know it. Of course you.
Well done.
Even though I love it, I still see Samuel L. Jackson, and I'm thinking, no more snakes on this motherfucking planet.
Have you guys ever seen the TV version of that movie?
No.
No more. He says, I've had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. TV version goes, I've had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
That's a movie you just can't censor.
Oh, also, it's crazy because he, like, as he's saying that, he pulls out a gun. He's like, "We're about to open some windows," and then the next scene, immediately puts the gun away. Like, it's just that quick. I'm like,
what?
It's crazy.
Something tells me you like that way better than you like the actual movie.
It's I like shitty movies. It's just so funny.
Dale, who's watching Billion?
No. So my answer to Sammy Seth's question of the week.
I don't know why I thought that.
It would probably be a toss-up between Love Shawshank and I love Good Will Hunting. I think it's a phenomenal, phenomenal movie. Robin Williams, just mwah, chef's kiss.
Mwah. Great picks, great picks.
All right, hear me out here. My favorite movie of all time, legitimately, and you can ask those around me, my favorite movie is Cars. Lightning McQueen, Cars. It's animated greatness.
I'm not going to lie. I listened to the episode where we pick your favorite albums.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised about this Cars.
You're not wrong. Yeah, I love Cars. I think that story is great. I think that Mater, I think that Larry the Cable Guy
underrated.
Is peak
Mater's the
Larry
goat.
The Cable Guy in that movie.
Toe Mater.
Peak cinema.
He did
yeah.
right there.
My favorite line in that whole movie is, "Oh, he just won the Piston Cup." And Mater says, "He did what in his cup?" So Cars is mine. Producer Jake, tell us what shitty movie is yours.
I always lean on the other guys. I probably know every line in that movie. Yeah. It's comedy.
That's a great
I wouldn't
line.
Call gold. That a shitty movie. That's a great
comedy gold.
He's a biracial angel.
You mean, shot Derek Jeter.
Oh, the Yankee Clipper.
If knowing every line in the movie is a prereq, apparently Men in Black 2?
Men in Black 2,
Men in Black 2.
There's this scene where they're fighting at the funeral, and they're quiet fighting. They're like, "Kick his dick." And then at the end, they comes over. Michael Keaton's like, "Shake your dicks. This pissing contest is over." And then they're all breaking away, and he's like, "Next time, me, you, library."
Sam, what's yours?
It is a toss-up as well between The Shawshank Redemption that Dale mentioned prior and The Road to Perdition.
Oh, that's a great movie. Road to Perdition is good.
I need to watch more.
Sean, what's yours?
Oh, easy. 100%. You want me to come over?
Yeah, just come over. Yeah, come over here, say hi to the people, Sean.
Come here, buddy.
Sean.
Favorite movie, really easy, The Abyss, director's cut, 1989, James Cameron. Best underwater movie ever made.
All right.
But what about water?
Fun fact, Sean is super, this isn't a fun thing, this is an actual thing. Sean is super duper into scuba diving, so The Abyss being an underwater movie makes a ton of sense.
It's
not a joke, that's a thing. Sean's a legit scuba
It's also hard to make that statement when Waterworld exists.
Waterworld wasn't shot underwater.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of a Waterworld with like three X's after it. Sorry.
That's that was a good
you
one.
Guys
you got
are,
that on the free trial, too.
You guys are
changing
missing,
email.
Missing the boat here on the greatest underwater scene of all time in Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace, when they go through the planet core.
Star Wars Episode One.
That was a mess. That was a mess. The whole mouthpiece weird thing, and then you float through this weird wall.
Oh, what were they doing?
The city was just here.
All right.
Is that everybody?
That was Sammy Stad's question of the week. Nobody said The Mummy Returns, but that's fine.
It was close. Honorable mention, I would say, for sure. Guys, and now let's get into Dog Sit. As Dale pets on loves on the good boy, Billiam. Now, Dada Dale, tell me who can or cannot Dog Sit for you.
For me, watching the sweet boy who's getting some love for me right now.
Coach K.
Coach K. Dougie from St. Peter's. The guy's just, he's electric. I feel like he and Will would get along real well. I'm going with Dougie from St. Peter's. And that's funny, sorry. Go ahead.
Mine, guys, is not dog sitting for me, is Sam Mustafa and the rest of the people who run this Evanston luxury car dealership. Thieves steal nearly $1 million worth of luxury cars from Evanston dealership during overnight spree. They hit it three times, took them about 3-4 minutes, and they did it all with a tablet. I mean, they stole Porsches, Lambos.
But only $1 million worth of cars? It doesn't sound very exotic.
That's like 10 to 15 cars.
Yeah. I mean, it's so I guess exotic-ish. Like, it's
because I'm thinking 250K a car. Yeah, if we're I'm not, thinking like exotic. Bugattis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, yeah, they
there's
hit
some
it on
Kia Souls in there.
So, yeah, it happened between 2 a.m. and 8 a.m. Oh, at the Auto Barn Collection located on Greenwood Street. 14 vehicles, multiple Mercedes, Audis, Porsches, on some real Gone in 60 Seconds shit. So,
you know who has the luck of – who has yes, the sir. Same luck as that dealership when it comes to cars, and who would have had a car at that dealership that got yacked? Producer absolutely, Jake. Producer Jake is the absolute worst luck
TJ,
with cars.
This dude – has the worst luck with vehicles. You'll never meet anybody unluckier.
He's totaled, I really? Think, three cars
no,
since I've met him.
No, he, no.
People have
literally
totaled three of his
on
cars.
On the way here, on the highway, a rock shoots up at my windshield and cracks it.
Dude, I've had not like a one-upping.
Oh, you got cracked windshield?
But I've had like tires slash multiple times. Yeah. I've had my
well,
car
that's
key.
Ex-girlfriend.
Oh, the semi tire.
Dude,
the
he
semi
had it in
tire.
What, like Jersey?
No, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Dude, Baltimore. What was the semi tire one?
A tire discharged off of a semi truck, and the tire hit the front of my vehicle, smoked it. I just bought a truck, and within 2 months, someone hit it at the airport. It's tough. Unreal. It's tough sledding it's out unreal. Here.
So, if we ever go do this show, like out of town or something, not riding with him.
No, yeah. We're taking someone else's
tire. Jake flies.
Wait, so. Is the dealership not watching your dog?
No.
Or those guys are not watching your dog?
No, the dealership and Sam Mustafa, who sounds like he runs the dealership, both of those guys cannot watch my dogs because they'll let my dogs get stolen.
Irresponsible.
Uncalled for.
Sammy Stats, what about you?
Did Jake do one already?
No, but...
I'm just throwing it around.
Calling on you.
Okay, I'll go ahead.
Yeah.
I was just going to get serious for a second. You know, normally... I say some pretty, like, goofy, dumb shit on this show, but on a serious note, if you have a furry friend or a dog or a loved one, cats, too, will allow it, that you have the privilege of having in your life for a period of time, cherish it. They're not always there. They don't live forever, even though they act like it and we pretend like they do. Our family dog is going to be being put down tomorrow. It's kind of heavy, or today when you're listening to this. So just everyone out there, give your dog a hug. Dog sit your own dog. Let anyone dog sit your dog that you love and care about, and just enjoy it.
Big time love, dude. Thinking about you guys and the fam.
Sugar's a good dog.
That dog is 17 years old.
Fucking, that means...
Hey, can we get a cheers to Sugar?
Yeah, cheers to Sugar.
Cheers, thanks,
big
guys.
Time
you
cheers,
too, Shawnee boy.
Shawnee boy, cheers to Sugar, buddy.
He was your childhood dog, too, man.
Well, dude, I mean, it's that dog. I've thrown up in front of that dog so many times. Over my life. I've been puking behind that shed
back
there.
That dog has seen some stuff.
Yeah, hey, Sugar, dude, what's up there, dude?
That dog has seen some shit.
Yeah, Sugar's never
ratted.
Sugar's
once.
Never
ratted on a
ever.
Single one.
I still think he's the one that told her about what she found in her bathroom and that she beat the shit out of me for. I still think that was Sugar.
For another time.
For another time. Producer Jake, who's watching Sasha?
Dog sitting Sasha this week is someone Sam's a fan of, Josh Heron, motorcycle rider. I find this
fucking
dude
love him.
Hilarious. The dude on his helmet has OnlyFans stickers. Right? Awesome. Like you put your sponsors on you, right?
Everywhere that a sticker can go.
Everywhere a sticker can go, he has an OnlyFans sticker. Not sponsored by OnlyFans.
That's like us just saying.
And like in his interviews, he's like shout out OnlyFans, like double tapping the helmet. Not sponsored.
He's on international television, dude. Like,
what's
he's
the,
a professional.
What's the legal ramifications for like...
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Josh Heron don't give
no
fucks. No
fuck. Yeah. You can't get in trouble.
You know what they are?
Free
ads.
Yeah, it's free ads. Like, we could say we're brought to you by Busch Light, right?
Yeah. We could. Okay.
Fuck
It'd
y'all.
Be real nice if that came to fruition.
Yeah.
We need a lawyer to chime in on that.
But. Fuck me. TJ.
I don't know first name, so I don't.
I thought he meant our lawyer, TJ.
I mean, I could do that too. Multi-talented, you know.
No, we got another guy. We got another one. We
have an actual
guy.
TJ lawyer.
Oh, he ain't good enough. All right. Anyway, I'm going with Suzuki from the Cubs.
Oh, Seiya.
Seiya.
Reason I'm going, Seiya. This guy's, hey, Suzuki, why are you wearing number 27?
Because he loves Mike Trout.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
He's never met him.
Doesn't matter.
He would have so much love for my dog that, I mean, he's dog sitting.
Yeah. I love it.
He's dog sitting.
I love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Guys, anything else? No, everybody went dog sits.
Yep.
Segment's good. Guys, that's going to be a wrap on segments. Oh, we got a voicemail.
It's been a little while since we've heard from one of our favorite reoccurring guests.
Cousin Jimmy.
And he came in with a message for us again. Let's hear from him.
Hey there, Cousin Jimmy calling in. Long-time listener, first-time caller. How you doing? I just want to reach out for the boys. I know it's been a minute, you know. I had to lay low. I had to go down to Tennessee for a plant shutdown, but we're coming back. Yeah.
Jail.
Damn, you two are looking like fucking clowns out there with your bracket pick. I mean, what are you two doing out there? Fucking clowns. But I just wanted to gauge, boys, how I feel about Trubisky's move, see him back on the gridiron for the season. Ooh. You know, I wish him the best. I think he's truly an underestimated quarterback. I think he's going to do a great thing. You know, keep it going, boys. Love the pod. Bear down.
Bears.
Shout out, Cousin Jimmy. You guys know where my
it's okay. Eggs we don't. Are. Yeah, we don't have to.
My eggs are all in the Trubisky basket. I want him to succeed.
Yeah. I'm down for it.
We went over it last week. Flourish. Anything to make Matt Nagy and that organization.
I'm torn.
Regime. We torn. Want him to succeed, but we don't owe him an apology.
Definitely don't owe him an apology.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I can wish you the best and still know that like when you were here, it was meh.
Good for you. You've grown a lot.
Thank you.
I saw a stat that in Trubisky's time here, he was
decent to good.
No. The number's right around here, but I don't have it in front of me, but he was inaccurate on like 19 something percent of his passes, good for 34th in the league from the 4 years.
Oh,
32 organizations.
For those of you that don't know,
that are keeping score. 30, at home.
He was, miss his receiver score. Like 19% of
the
time.
So, in other words, it's like Fitzpatrick, Trubisky.
Yep.
33, 34. Dalton 35.
Shit. Trubisky. Oh. Where are we going?
That was voicemails, guys. And that's honestly, I hate to say it because I know we're having a great time here. Guys, that's going to be a wrap on episode 27.
Long boy.
Long boy, this one. Guys, again, on our socials, The Bare Minimum Podcast on Facebook, at The Bare Min Pod on Twitter. Go ahead and give TJ's organization that he runs, Junior Blackhawks Basketball on Facebook. Same on Twitter. They do a local feeder program. It's a youth basketball team, and they feed into the high schools. They're providing a ton of practice and resources and doing some awesome, awesome things in the community. So, again, Junior Blackhawks Basketball on Facebook and Instagram. Take a look at their websites and definitely give them a follow. Also, please, guys, give cameraman Sean some love.
He can't see. But the camera can.
Guys, on Instagram at Low Viz Photography. His website also, low-vizphotography.com. Take a look.
Check out the website. See what blind photography looks like. It looks pretty honestly, good. Honestly, it looks pretty good. Looks like regular photography.
It looks really good.
There's some awesome shots from Chicago, his time in Chicago, which is, just check it out.
He was lost.
He was. Hey,
so, lost. Hey, where hey, am I?
It's okay to get lost.
Guys, that's going to be a wrap again on episode 27.
And the tip jar at The Bare Minimum on Venmo.
Yeah, tip jar's up. Again, if you're liking what we're doing and you want to contribute to the boys and our shenanigans, our Venmo is open. Venmo is always open, 24/7, 365.
Always. It doesn't close.
Don't sleep.
At The Bare Min Pod. Guys, we are having a blast putting these out, having a blast being with you guys every week, and we hope you guys keep having us back. Keep following the Bracket Challenge. We'll get TJ back here again once before the end of the tournament. Dale, what you got?
Mike Barbell. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, Mike Barbell. Mike Barbell. I hope you have Shout a great out. Day. And this time, I hope you tell me I have a great day too, God damn it. God fucking damn it. Guys, that's a wrap on episode 27. Bear down, see red, and as usual, fuck you, Grayson Allen.
Bears.
Yeah, bears.
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 Jake likes them long.
Fuck.